Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bouchard.
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. Merry Capsmas, everybody. It is December the 23rd as we're recording this. It's another good week in Caps history to be a Caps fan. And with me, haven't even started yet, and it's already with me as always.
Are we tongue-tied already?
Yeah, well, let's try not to go there. With me, as always, is my beautiful, wonderful co-host, live to tape from Centerville, Virginia, the mermaid, Anna Knox.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, Gil. And I'm going to say cheers because I already started drinking in our annual end of the year.
Oh, jeez.
Celebratory Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I'm on Christmas break celebration.
Yeah, I get a couple, 3 days off myself.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
72 hours of Gil, no work. Look at, what are you going to, I need to go crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Much
boy.
Less to myself, but we'll get to that later.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're already on break?
I am. Friday was the slowest day of school. It was epically slow, but got through it. Went to a Christmas party on Saturday. Had a very quiet NFL watching Sunday. And then it's Monday.
And I thought the Christmas party was yesterday.
No, it was Saturday.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was during
the Tampa Bay game. But I made it home for the last period, thankfully, because there was like no goals, or it was looking a little sad there, probably because I wasn't watching.
Okay. All right. So okay. So we'll just jump right into it. There were three games last week, and before that, some of you may be anticipating this, others not so much. Yes, it is our annual holiday episode. We've twisted things up a bit, really twisted things up a bit. We have both been assigned secret words when we hear them, we are supposed to take a drink. I don't know what you're having, but I have my bottles of Leinenkugel's cranberry ginger shandy at the ready. So I'm in holiday spirits, not drinking holiday spirits.
Is that a cranberry beer?
Yeah.
Gross.
Not gross.
It's like, I opted for beer tonight too. I think the last two times we've done this, I've done vodka tonics, which went straight to my head. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe not. And then wine, which same thing. And I can hold my liquor really well. So beer is, that's what I'm going with tonight. But I'm just going with the Pacifico. Just
nice.
Keeping it. Yeah. It's good stuff. So I forgot how much I enjoyed it. So that's what I'm drinking.
Very cool. All right. So this may be depending on what gets said, a very clean episode, or, well, either that or an adventure.
Well, I feel like if I have to catch you up, I'm just going to throw out the things that I'm pretty sure you were told to drink to, just so I can get you caught up with where I'm at.
No? We'll see.
Okay.
All right, so let's begin the recap. So three games this week, and first one was stinkier than 10 garbage cans. First, pretty sure this was the first shutout of the year. Caps hosted the Blue Jackets and lose 3-0. Yeah,
I'm sorry, and I was drinking.
This game
sucked.
This game left a sour taste in my mouth. I don't mean whiskey sour either. So much so that I went on a rant on the Facebook page, and some of you might have seen that.
Was this your Grinch post?
Yeah.
This put me
in that bad mood. I'll tell you why, because there's been 3 years this team has won the President's Trophy, and guess how they did in the playoffs. So, I didn't much care for hearing that kind of talk, because I know what's happened. That's why I got put in the mood I got put in. We're gonna draw a line right through this game. We're not even gonna talk about what happened, who scored, what not. Well, I know who scored. Nobody.
Yeah, we didn't. So moving on.
I don't know. All kinds of disgust. I just can't.
It was a terrible game. Terrible, terrible game. But it didn't put me in a Grinch mood like it put you in. Like you were pulling the bah humbug. I didn't know if we'd be able to record because you were so not happy with the team.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a call. Hello? Who's this? Oh, your name is nobody. You said you know who scored for the Capitals? Thanks a lot. Prank call. Sorry.
Right. Crickets.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay, that joke bombed.
A little bit, but that's okay.
Speaking of bombed.
I'm not there yet.
Not there yet?
Not yet. Okay, I'm not even close.
Well, all right. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next game for crying out loud. And that was the Devils game. Travel to New Jersey. And they put out a win, 6-3. Quick scoring summary. Kyle Palmieri opens a scoring 4 minutes into the first for the power play. Then the captain ties it with a minute and a half to go with his 22nd of the year. I think that broke a pretty long scoring drought for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good to see. And then Nick Backstrom, was this the 900th game for these two? Was this that game or was it the next game?
Oh, you know what? No, I think it was that game.
Yeah, that's what
because
I thought.
Because they acknowledged it that when they came home the next night for the Tampa game.
Yeah. So Backstrom gets his seventh about a minute later. So it's 2-1 going into the second. And then Blake Coleman, who was playing like a jerk the whole time. I don't know what got into him. He scores his 10th, ties it 2-2. Backstrom gets his 8th with 30 seconds left in the second. Puts them up 3-2. And Carlson, in the third period, 42 seconds in, gets what turns out to be the game winner. And then Jonas Siegenthaler scores 6 minutes later, of all people, gets his second
on.
Beautiful shot.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful shot from the
point. And I think he needed that.
Yeah, and speaking of somebody else who needed to score, Richard Ponick got his third. 10 minutes later, 10 and a half minutes later, to make it 6-2. And it was pretty much a runaway from there. Devils got another goal late, but no big deal. Three stars of the game, Backstrom, Carlson, and Ovechkin, kind of predictable. So don't want to say nothing to see here either, but it's a pretty good effort all around. a good game to get back on track. I mean, let's not make too much of this, because, you know, let's face it, New Jersey, they are horrible this year.
I agree.
I mean, awful.
No, they're changing things up a little bit. Transition stage. How's that?
I get that, but they are still terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they don't know. They don't quite know where they're going. Well, they do now, because they made that trade to get rid of Taylor Hall, who obviously didn't want to be there. And you see at his press conference, he still wasn't smiling.
No, I missed that.
It's like, okay, you just got traded to a first place team. You're still not smiling. What the heck is going to make you happy?
There's a lot of things that can make him happy. Off the ice, maybe.
You said it, not me.
I know. Trying to get you to drink.
not quite yet.
You haven't had anything yet?
I'm not giving my hand away. okay, so no telltale stats here. Like I said, not much to see here. Pretty even as far as shots go, 29-27. It was a lot closer game than it led on, but you know, Caps ended up dominating.
But it was nice to see them, you know, pull out a win in the third. And also, we can't not acknowledge Sammy.
That's true. Let me double check here. So it was how many shots on goal? 27 for New Jersey, and he stopped 24.
They look good. But what is he, like 9-2-1 or something like that right now?
Yeah. I think that leads all rookie goalies.
Yeah.
So, pretty good. So, no, we can't ignore Sammy, but you're trying to get me to drink. I'm more hungry than thirsty. A Sammy sounds pretty good right about now.
Yeah. I don't know how to take that, but okay.
All right. So, probably the best game of the week was when they came back home against the Bolts. 3-1 win.
But what? Okay. You thought this was a good game?
Yeah, I thought, well, okay, there was one aspect of it that wasn't very good, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Okay.
But overall, yeah, it's a pretty good game. I mean, the Lightning seemed to bring out the best in the Caps, and that was my beef about the Columbus game, because you've got a team there in Columbus that always plays the Caps tough, and yet, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to me like they get their best effort. I get that the Caps try and, you know, they do what they can, but it doesn't seem like the best effort overall to me.
No, they're a team that definitely we're not seeing Caps at their best. No way. So I think that I can't. And the reason why I ask if this was like, you know, if you thought this was such a good game, I wound up having to see it on a delay the next day because of the Christmas party. But I came home and was able to see the third period. But I thought, okay, you have no goals in the first, and then you have Radko Gudas scoring in the second. Yay for number three. And that was great. And it was cool to see his first, and his dad was in the audience. And that's always a good thing. Although the dad showed like no emotion. I'm like, there's a happy guy. So I don't know. I'm not saying it was a terrible game, but I'm just surprised that you thought it was all that, considering that it was, you know.
Like I said, it comes down to effort. It comes down to how the team looks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Caps just did not look. I would not have minded them losing to Columbus if they put out the best effort that they could have.
Agreed.
Okay. I would not have minded so damn much, but you look at that game and it was 80% perimeter shots, no traffic in front of the net, nothing of the hallmarks to their game, nothing like Caps normally, how the Caps normally play. Now, you transition to this game, okay? Yeah, there weren't as many goals. They were really stupid about taking penalties.
That was ridiculous.
Okay, now, granted, some of them self-inflicted wounds. Others, stupid refereeing. Really, really bad refereeing. Wait, what did you say just now?
I don't know.
Already?
Well, I was just drinking. drinking because of the way, because of Lisa and her words that she gave me. I'm going to be shit-faced in like 5 minutes. I don't know what I just said. Oh, no, about the penalty minutes.
Yeah.
I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous is one good word for it.
Fucking so ridiculous. Here is... Is that better? Drink up. See, I told you that guy. I know myself. I know what comes out of...
Yeah.
Out of my vocabulary.
So here is the parade of penalties.
Yes.
At least for the Caps. First period. Alex Ovechkin, hooking. Mm-hmm. Tom Wilson, interference. Second period. Garnet Hathaway, hooking. What the hell's with all the hooking penalties?
I don't know.
I don't see this much hooking on a New York Street corner or even K Street in D.C.
Or do you?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. You made that.
Speaking of a fifth. Anyway, okay, so it goes. Third period was the worst by far. Nick Jensen, interference. Lars Eller, delay of game, puck over glass.
Yeah, I hate those ones. Those are the ones that really kind of irk me.
Irk you?
Mm-hmm.
Jonas Siegenthaler, slashing. What is Jonas Siegenthaler doing slashing?
Can we just go back to Nick Jensen for a sec? When was the last time we talked about him?
Not very often, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because he ain't doing too good.
No. And you know, it's kind of driving me a little crazy because I was reading in social media and they bringing up people who are really like, why do we have Carl Hagelin? And he's stupid and he's this and he sucks and on.
Okay, so are you talking about other places you've seen, or are you talking about stuff that was posted on our page?
No, this was on Twitter. Okay, like this was just random NHL feed kind of stuff.
Right, because the stuff that was on our page, that was... okay, so I'll give context to the people out there. And look, if you want to get in on the real discussion, join our Facebook pages. Power Play Point Podcast on Facebook. Get some really good hockey talk going on there, especially about the Caps. And, you know, we post a lot of things that are social media worthy as well, like what's going on with the team off the ice, too. So you really want to get in on the action, do please join that page. So find one of us and ask to become a member today. You won't regret it. But anyway, what we're talking about is my old friend Doug Lucerarian posted a discussion topic of sorts. He himself was not questioning that we have Carl Hagelin on the team, despite the fact that he has no goals. All he was doing was pointing out that the fact that he had no goals and we're paying him $2.75 million a year mainly to be a penalty killer and prevent goals. Right. And I said, well, look, like you said, speed is – goals aren't everything. Speed is his greatest asset. Pardon me. And he uses that to the best of his ability – to help kill penalties. And we sorely need that. And ever since he's joined the team, the penalty kill has been great.
Well, I don't have a problem with Hagelin. I'm asking, when was the last time you and I even mentioned Jensen? He's my issue.
Well, okay. So what is, well, I know what issue I have with him. What is your issue with him?
Well, I don't know. I can't, that's just that I can't pinpoint it that I don't like him. It's not like I have that Orloff distaste where I just, you know, I know the guy can score. I know he's talented. There's just something about him I just don't like for whatever reason.
Okay. You can't put your finger on it, but you know, okay. But you know, there's like something, there's like a feeling you get whenever he goes onto the ice, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not a positive feeling.
Right.
Put it that way. Like, I'm not like when I see him in the lineup, like, oh, thank God, number three is out there. Like, I hope he continues to kick ass. No. And I want to give the benefit of the doubt, you know, always to the players to say, okay, listen, once you get over that one goal or that hump or you like the dry spell, and you bounce back and then that whole weight is lifted off your shoulders. I just haven't seen anything that Jensen's done that really has me thinking, you know, I'm so glad he's on the roster.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I don't know. I mean, oh, okay. So for me, this is what I don't like about his game. I don't like the way he handles the puck in his own end. I do not like the way he is or tends to be weak along the boards. I don't like his along the boards play. I do not trust him in our end. Where he has been good to some extent is when he's moving the puck out of the other end and he starts the rush. Or even joins the rush, which he rarely does, but if he starts the rush, gets the offense going from our end over into the neutral zone, now that's where he seems to excel. Now that unfortunately isn't a game, unless you're really paying attention to the whole game, your eyes are glued to the playing surface, you're not going to see that. You're not going to take a whole lot of notice of that. So by that token, no, Jensen's not going to be somebody that, you know, you're going to notice a whole lot of, because he's just, I don't know. He's just that's his whole game. Moving the puck out. He starts the rush and then he hangs back. So, I mean, nothing special, nothing to see here, but I really don't like when he has to actually play defense in his own end. That's where, yeah, that's where, yeah, the bad juju starts for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not a fan. I just thought it was interesting that we just have, you know, I'm hearing all these things about Hagelin, who, you know, was fantastic in that third period against the Bolts.
Oh, he saved them. He saved their ass.
100%.
Saved their ass. With all those penalties they were taking.
Fantastic.
He saved their ass.
Yeah. And so, you know, to hear the, and I can, you know, I'm all for, you know, open forums and people kind of going back and forth until you're a dick about it. And then I'm like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. This was, but I just think it's interesting that his name would come up as a, why do we have him versus a Nick Jensen? So that was just my question.
It's because people are too fixated on the results, on the stats.
Yeah.
You know, cause they don't see all the stuff that he does that doesn't make the stat sheet. And this is, I swear to God, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, you know, pay attention to the game. There's lots of things that players do that don't make it to the stat sheet, right?
Yeah, and I'll say, along with that, one player that has caught my attention and exactly that, not giving him, I don't know, the accolades that he deserved, is Siegs. I see, you know, I don't think that he gets enough shout-outs, to be honest, but I like what he's been doing lately.
Well, he's right. He's not gonna, because he's on that bottom pairing.
Of course, but I'm saying that when he is on, it's, I like what I'm seeing. So he's just one, you know, he can get lost in the shuffle. Cause
yeah, right. And what doesn't help his cause is he will have one really good game, one kind of okay game, string together a couple, three okay games like that. And then he'll have a bad game where he ends up on the wrong side of the highlight reel, where he's on the, he's getting turned around, you know, while somebody goes past him and gets a goal scored.
So I thought that maybe in the beginning, but I don't think I see that so much now.
No, not as much as when he started. He is getting better.
I think so. And I just don't think that he gets enough, you know, fanfare. But I will say the only thing I don't like about Siegenthaler, and I'm hoping it was just because I saw this clip of the players coming in, you know, in towards the locker room, and they were all in their Santa Christmas, totally obnoxious, but they can all pull it off suits. And Captain, that dog is so freaking cute, was there greeting the players. And Siegenthaler walked in, I think with Jacob Rana, who was like all over the dog and like, oh my God, and kisses and, you know, whatever. And Sieg just walked like right by. I thought, wait a second. You, my friend, are going to lose points with me if you don't like dogs. Like, who walks past a puppy? The fuck is wrong with you? So I'm hoping he can redeem himself.
Well, here's the thing with Captain. I don't know if you've seen more recent pictures of him. He ain't no puppy no more.
But still, he's in that adorable, like,
oh yeah, I get it.
His legs are long as his paws are huge. He's still is adorable. I will say though, who stole my heart even more than Jacob Rana? Freaking Hathaway. I may just have to take man crush away, because
he loves that dog.
He does, but he's so good. There's something cool. I want to go have beers with him. I just want to hang out. I really do. But I don't know. Siegs walked by, and I thought, really? Not even a scratch on the head? People who don't like dogs are weird. But you could say that about me because I hate cats. So
I'm gonna let that go.
Whatever. It's the beer talking.
Yeah, sure it is. So but anyway, yeah,
that's the only thing that he's lost points with me is that he watched by Captain.
Okay, so getting swerving back, if we could, to the game itself.
Yes.
Okay, so Radko Gudas gets his first of the year to open the scoring. Kucherov ties it, and then
that guy's a dick.
are you talking about what happened with Oshie?
Yes, I just don't like him. I've never liked him, but I don't like him. So
I mean he's good, but he doesn't really bother me. And then Dmitry Orlov at 13:57 scores what turns out to be the game winner with a really nice slap shot. Jacob Vrana and Kuznetsov on the assist for that one. And then Nick Dowd with the sealer from the assist from Orlov, and the guy who usually ices the game, Tom Wilson.
Babe.
Yeah, empty netter. Real surprised that the Lightning pulled their goalie as early as they did, and especially
wasn't that like at 17 minutes?
Yeah, it was, and it was during when they were on a power play.
Okay.
Here's what's wrong with that. During a power play, the shorthanded team has full license to legally ice the puck.
Right.
And that goal turns into a nice little target.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of odd too, because it was when I was doing the stats earlier, and I thought, God, it was like a what, 1737 or 1727 or whatever it was for an empty netter. Sorry, man, I haven't had beer in a long time. Apparently my belching skills are going to be releasing pretty soon. But yeah, I was surprised with that too. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. So three stars of the game, Orlov with the game winner, Braden Holtby, who was a wall during, the late penalty spree that the Caps
put them. He was a
badass. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that was pretty cool, of him. So between him and Haglund, yeah, they both saved the Caps bacon. And then third star, Curtis McElhinney. Who I thought had a pretty good game. So he didn't let anything in too easy. I thought I was going to go, be able to go into my, Mecca Lecca High Meckle Heine's five hole.
No Pee Wee Herman references.
He didn't let anything in through the five hole. So
no, he didn't.
Shots on goal, 35 Caps, 27 Lightning. All the more reason why McElhinney should have been at least third star, which he was. Face off, meh. Power play. Okay, so as I read to you before, okay. Here we go again. The Caps are they're like the cat that got fed X-lax. They cannot stay out of the box.
So gross.
Seven power play chances given to the Lightning. Seven.
It's insane.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
We can all count, Gil. Seven. Yes, seven. It was
seven.
Six. As six too seven. Many.
Seven. As in starring Brad Pitt. Seven.
Okay, go ahead. I know you want to do your count. Just because it annoys me.
Do what count? Come on.
Sesame Street.
Do what count?
Sesame Street.
Do you know how to get there? I don't. The way you're talking, it sounds like you're on Sesame Street.
Okay.
We're having too much fun with this.
Moving on.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
That's one bad segue.
There you go. Do you feel better?
Yes. Thank
you. I bet you do. Okay.
Hits 35 for the Lightning. For the Lightning. 23 Caps. Block shots, 21-18 Caps. Giveaways, 14-11 Caps. Takeaways, 7-4 Caps. But I still like this game compared to the other two because it was more representative of their true game and how they have to play both now and in the playoffs if they want a legit shot at the cup.
True, but I still feel... Okay.
What other than the penalties got you so down about this game?
Well, just the fact that the first period there was no goal, which I'm saying fine. It's happened before. And then there was just one and, you know, yay Gudas. And then in the third, they start to rally, which is kind of this pattern that we're starting to see. We saw it in the doubles game. We've seen it in some previous games. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm very much divided at this point because I felt like either earlier in the season and especially earlier in the season, I think a lot of us felt like they came out strong. The first and second period were strong and they fell apart in the third. And now we're kind of seeing them stronger the second half of second half of the second and the third. I still want to see 60 minutes of hockey, and I feel like we're almost there. Like we're 50, 55 minutes.
Okay, so with you, it's the consistency again.
Exactly. I want to say it's strong across the board. I'm not saying that, you know, I it's just crazy to me that, you know, the Devils game when we score like three times in the third period, and this one, you know, it was getting a little too close. Shouldn't have to come down to the last 20 minutes. But I am proud of them for being able to rally the last 20 minutes, if that makes sense.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I will definitely give you that. And yes, it was, well, I mean, look, you're going to have shutout periods. It is possible. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called a feeling out. It's called a feeling out process.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a second of a back-to-back for the Caps.
Yeah, I still don't think that that's an excuse, though, because the night before, you know, again, like, what was it, three goals that scored in the third? All I'm saying is that I'm proud of them for being able to pull it out in the third. I just want to see 60 minutes. We're just not seeing that consistently. That's all. That's my only thing right now. Especially if we're coming up to what we talked about earlier, halfway through the season.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. What were we talking about?
I don't think you've been drinking at all this episode.
60-minute effort. 60-minute effort. No, yes. I heard you. Okay. So, so that was that. And so tonight, this being Monday night, as I said, December the 23rd, they are in Boston playing the Bruins 7 o'clock puck drop up there. And then it's another 3 days off, just like last week. It's another 3 days off. And guess who they play again? Hosting the Blue Jackets again at Capital One Arena again, Friday night, not again. 7 o'clock puck drop there. It's Carolina on the 28th. And then the Islanders that next Tuesday, which is New Year's Eve game, 1 o'clock mm-hmm. puck drop. And then Carolina again that next Friday.
And that's with your favorite player.
Yeah. And that's a 7:30 puck drop in Raleigh. And that, ladies and gentlemen, marks the halfway point of the season. And then the next Sunday game, January the 5th, is a matinee at home against the San Jose Sharks. That, ladies and gentlemen, will be where we pick up again, as we this is actually going to be our last episode for 2019. So we will be seeing you again in 2020. With the pickup of all of those games.
Yep.
So that covers that. Okay. So that's the recap. Now it isn't a holiday episode without mentioning the holiday season. So I just want to give a quick little thank you. I've been taking a look at the numbers, thanks to the folks at Podbean.com. Been looking over things, and as I mentioned many times in the past, we do have a fledgling international audience, and as it turns out, we're starting to get a little bit of a cult following in Israel, of all places. Last couple of episodes, we've had a couple of dozen folks download our episodes, apparently. So, of course, last night was the first night of the Festival of Lights, also known as Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners.
Absolutely.
And I just want to give a nice, loud Toda Rabba to all of our Jewish listeners. Thank you very so much for your patronage and for giving us a listen. Now, Anna and I mentioned it earlier, especially Anna. So I just... Last year, I don't know if I started a holiday tradition or not, but I did mention on the Facebook page I was sort of in a grinchy mood, and that was caused in some part by work, but also by that game that I didn't want to talk about against the Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to give something of an explanation if I could. So I have once again concocted a holiday poem
to concocted.
Explain myself. Yes, concocted.
Because a couple years ago we were talking in the drunk episode.
Do you recall what I? It was last year.
Is that why you said it? Is that why you chose that word?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you remembering concoction. All right, go ahead. It's the best porn movie name ever. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes. Right? Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's got the best part in it.
True.
So oh, I call this one. I call this one the Grinch that really tried to steal Capsmas.
Mm.
Christmas time can be fun for all of us Caps fans, but for one man, it summons the wringing of hands. A Grinch he can be, pointing to this barometer. His beloved Caps raise the temperature on his thermometer. He observed, they're playing well or a lock for first place, but it's their losing against lesser teams that cause a disgrace. The president's trophy is such a worthless chalice. Winning in the playoffs is all that matters, he mused with malice. He thought, losing to an eighth seed, there's just nothing worse. The very thought of it made him want to loudly curse. Coming against teams that are lower in the standings made his eyes bloodshot as he continued his rantings. It seemed nothing would soothe his loud tirade. He figured Capsmas was just one big charade. His friends, though, reminded him to enjoy things now while it could last. Try as night, though, he couldn't bury the ghost of playoffs past. Lots of friends he had. I'll name them now. Christian, Ron, and Robbie, Eleanor, Tony, and Ronnie all reminded him how success comes through the struggles of a long season. They all said not to worry with so little reason. I'm guessing they're all right, as he calmed down and reflected. When he stopped to think, indeed, things weren't as bad as he suspected. Maybe Capsmas can last the whole season long. Maybe this team can't do all that much wrong. And so it came to pass this holiday season. This Grinch found the ultimate reason to believe in his team, and he hopes you do too. Merry Capsmas to all, and I hope you accept my apology.
That was awesome.
Now I was actually inspired, of course, by How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but there was another couple of stories. We'll get rid of the bad first. this hit home with a lot of friends of mine. I do not have the luxury of being a season ticket holder. I'm not complaining. I'm just stating a fact. But there is the annual tradition of the casino night, and there was the announcement recently that Monumental Sports and Entertainment has, in their infinite wisdom, decided to make that only open to corporate sponsorship and not regular fans.
Which is such bullshit.
Yeah, that's a good word. So, that did not sit well, obviously, with a lot of our fans, two of which in particular, who were very vocal about it on several different pages, Sonia Kendall of the Washington Capitals Hockey Fans page, and one of our great loyal listeners, our very own Cindy Lou Who, Lisa Desabre. Were very vocal in their criticism about it. And I just want to say that I'm supporting them now, taking my time here to support them publicly, because I gotta say, Mr. Theodore John Leonsis, I'm sorry, but you are sowing a bitter crop here. Maybe corporate money is good for the short term, but it doesn't give you the long-term love that only we fans can give you. That is what you are truly after, isn't it? Our love. At least that's what you said once upon a time. So
there can't be another event that he can do for just the corporate sponsorship.
Exactly.
Sponsor. I mean, that's what kills me is, you know, I'm not season ticket holder. I could never afford to go to casino night. Shit, I can't even go to Topgolf, which is killing me that I can't make it to those events because it's really expensive. But for people who have truly vested their time in the Capitals for however many years, I don't care. You have put a lot of time and money into supporting this team for the love of the sport, for the love of the players, for the love of DC. You have this opportunity to dress up and see the players off the ice and you know, see them as humans, you know, not just these fantastic athletes that we all love. And you're going to take it away from them for a bunch of corporate sponsors who probably have never seen a hockey game, never played hockey, don't even know what it is, except that they just happen to have, you know, a ridiculous amount of money, you know, whatever. It sucks. So I feel bad for all of those who are offended, you know, and maybe they'll change their mind and do a second casino nights for the fans. But I don't know how any of that works out.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend way too much time about it, but I wanted to make mention of that because it did hit home with at least, you know, some of our loyal listeners. So my job here, I feel like in part in doing this podcast is to stand up for us Caps fans. And yeah, I have to stand with them. I have to agree with them and say, look, this is not right. This is not how you treat your fan base. This and just like you said, Anna, this is how we get to know, you know, the players on the team. We see them in a regular off ice environment, being regular people, and you know, it's being taken away, and for what? Corporate money?
Exactly. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's just not good. Not a good thing. So I'm doing what little I can to take time out on this show to mention that because, you know, it's not something that the Caps fan should have to put up with. So another thing I really hate that I'm putting this out there, but it is affecting us Caps fans. And I wish I could leave it off the show, leave it off this episode, but it does bear worth mentioning because it does affect us, the team, I think. And that, of course, unfortunately, is the untimely passing of Alex Louis, who, of course, was the young man that Captain Ovechkin bonded with in Toronto. Had a nice little youth hockey career going for himself, even after his amputation and his sickness. But unfortunately, a few days ago, he passed away in his sleep and finally succumbed to cancer. And, well, Hockey Fights Cancer may be officially recognized once a month, but that doesn't mean the fight doesn't continue all year round. So, want you to keep that in your thoughts as the year goes through, as we approach a new year, to kind of keep that in mind. Do what you can, get the word out, put your money towards the cause, the merchandise, and what have you. And of course, this also affected our captain as well. So what affects him affects the whole team. Yeah. So just wanted to put that out there. And Anna, I know it affected you as well. We talked about this earlier today.
Mm-hmm. It's never a good time, you know, for someone to pass. And it's that much more difficult around any holiday that you celebrate. There isn't anything to say. I'll get on a soapbox with a whole bunch of F-bombs, and it's not worth it at this point because I think we agreed that we were going to try to take a positive spin on appreciating the things that we do have.
Yes, and if there's one thing we can take away from, it's the fact that, like a lot like your young friend David, your mentee, Alex Louis was a shining light in A World of Darkness. He never let anything get him down for too long. He had every right to complain in this world. He had every right to say, why me? Never once did. And that was probably the biggest reason why Alex Ovechkin was attracted to him, to his personality.
Hey, that warrior mentality.
Right. So there's a lesson there for us all. And just like the lesson I had to relearn in, you know, seeing the good in the bad, you know, that's something we can all take away in the coming years. So I don't want to end on a down note. So we'll mention something else that happened recently that I did like. And of course, last week we covered the dad's trip, which unfortunately only covered two games for some reason. Now, and a unfortunate consequence was the fact that TJ Oshie's dad, Coach Oshie, due to his ongoing health issues, unfortunately could not make the trip. Now, there was that heartwarming FaceTime posting that the rest of the dads did, which in and of itself was great. But there was also the fact that the team, if the team can do this amount of good, why can't they do more good elsewhere? But I digress. They chipped in for new white road jerseys for each and every one of the dads and mentors. And they also sent Coach Oshie his own number 77 TJ Oshie jersey, white road, and sent it to him.
It was very sweet, though.
If that doesn't warm your heart, then you know you live in the North Pole or something. I don't know, but
that's right. You're a total Scrooge.
Right.
The FaceTime moment with the dad. So it's like, oh, I'm okay. I got a little tears. That's okay.
Right.
It was very heartfelt, and there are some dads there that have seen the digression, I should say. So that's got to be hard when he's not there, but for him to, you know, to call or to show himself in the white robe jersey was great. Like, I think everyone loved this man, you know, when we first saw him on a road trip with TJ Oshie, but after Oshie's, you know, that Stanley Cup interview, tearing up about his dad in the stands and not knowing if he would actually remember it, I think we just, you know, fell in love with him that much more. Because, you know, it's got to be so difficult.
And he said, heck yeah, he'd remember it. And he still does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another, not to get on another soapbox, but that's yet another disease that's really, really horrible, because it takes away the one thing that keeps you going when you're older, and that's your memories.
Right.
So, but yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Because we need to have something good to hang on to. I mean, other than the fact that the team's doing really well, and it's certainly something to hang on to. We're approaching the halfway mark. They're doing fairly well. I think they're pretty much a lock to make the playoffs, barring a complete collapse, which, you know, I seriously doubt. So, lot to like going into the new year. And a lot to be optimistic and positive about. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Okay. Because you agreed?
Yes.
No.
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 I don't know what you... Okay. Huh. I figured it was the swearing. And I figured it was the...
Okay, so are we calling a truce now?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I'll show me mine and I'll show you yours.
All right.
You first. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my assignment was, yes, the swearing and any mention of the dreaded threes.
Oh, the dreaded threes?
Well, any of the threes. So, yeah, okay. Your nice little discussion about Mr. Nick Jensen kind of, yeah, kicked the whole thing off.
And Gudis. Not once did I mention Tommy. Oh, yes. I didn't. But I did talk about Vrana. But I didn't talk about him as a three.
No.
Okay. It was just those two things?
That was just those two things.
All right. And
what
yours,
about you?
Yours was anytime you said or look. Or look. And the other half was if you gave stats to a game that you didn't see.
Wow.
She said she did tell me that we'd both be shit faced because she knows our show. And so I said, okay, well, I figured it would probably be swearing, sexual puns, and shit, what was the other one? That's what she said. So that's why I said that in the beginning, because I figured that had to be thrown in there. And she just sent back a smile emoji face.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, it's all good.
Okay.
So yes, shit face, no. I'm all good. I've only had two beers.
Yeah, I think I'm all right. Okay. So with that all said, for the final time in 2019, we mm-hmm. will close the show. Six games we will be covering on next week's episode. I'm probably going to devote 90% of the show to that.
Not next week, the week after.
The week after, right. Yeah. First week of the new. So it'd be Sunday, January the 5th that we'll be back on.
Yes.
Going to take the rest of the year off. I think we both deserve it. Hope you all have enjoyed it. I would really love to take this time, mention anyone else that I haven't mentioned already. Elliot Thomas. Let's see. Maribel Gray. I feel
Fee McKenna.
I'm sorry? Fee McKinnon. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Fee. Of course. Fee. Which we need to record the fucking get your fuck done or whatever it was she said. We gotta get that. Fucking move on. I think what she's, I can't remember what it was, but it's hilarious. Lisa, of course. I feel like I'm forgetting a ton of people. I'm sorry right now. I'm totally blanking, and it's not just the beer. But you all know who you are. If you're listening to this, you on the other side of the earbuds, the speakers, what have you, thank you. Thank you so much for supporting us, both Anna and I. And I hope 2020 keeps on being a kick-ass year so far as this one has. Anna, if there's nothing else from you other than
I just hope everybody has a happy, healthy, relaxing holiday, regardless of what you celebrate, and be nice to each other. There's been so many negative stories out there lately that it's just, if I have to pull an Ellen DeGeneres to tell people to be kind, I will. And other than that, no, I'm ready to flip the calendar.
Yes, absolutely. And totally agreed. So thanks to all across the globe, and especially in the District of Columbia, State of Maryland, and Commonwealth of Virginia, of course. Thanks to you all for your continued support. We are at exactly 1,111 followers per Podbean. Aww. Thank you all so much. 1111 is a good omen. So hope to hell that continues. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Not going to stall any longer. So for the final time in 2019, for Ananox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off and reminding you that while dogs can't operate MRI machines, CAT scan.
Really?
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Okay. Oh, God. Wow.
I've been holding those in for a while, and I'm sure it's going to come across on the air like I was like, okay, I can't.